Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And you know you got your girl, Victoria D. Wells. We are here for another episode where we are going to talk simpin'. We are going to talk relationships. We're going to talk music. And we're going to get in our feelings.
Simpy shit. You know what we're here to do? Today, we have a song all about trying too hard when somebody lets you go. Kind of just... like, what the fuck is up with that? Like, why do we try so fucking hard to be like, hey, you missed out on this?
So you already know, if you come to the Simpin' After Dark podcast, you're gonna hear us talk about relationships and how those correlate to our real life relationships. We like to talk about how R&B or how music in general just kind of influences our lives, influences our real life relationships, and if it's real, is it fake? Is it exaggerated? Who knows? We don't know. But today we have a really cool artist.
Say it.
All right. Her name is Melly. I love her, dude. She's so fucking swaggy. Like, I don't care what anybody says.
She's dope as fuck. I never really listened to her before.
She's somebody who has a lot of features, I feel like. She's definitely, like, she's always hopping on people's features. She's always hopping on people's songs. And I feel like she's definitely one of those people who... I don't know. She's got a very authentic vibe. It's very like gritty and
it's very raw.
Yeah. But it's pretty. Like, she's so pretty. I don't know. I mean, we just watched the video before we set up for this podcast, and
it's kind of
so
we
bad.
Talked about before with like how like Megan Thee Stallion versus like Jhené Aiko or something like that, where they're both very raw and like say some explicit shit, but saying it like in like a soft angelic tone and singing it is different from like rapping it very aggressively.
Yes.
Kinda, and I like that. Like, Melly is like more of like she's saying some shit and like she's like tearing it up, but the way she says it doesn't like feel so aggressive.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the things that I like about this artist is that this is actually one of like the softer songs on her album. Her album came out, I want to say it's called Phases. Oh, fuck, we should probably check
that. I was like, the A was capital. Yeah, it was like a random capital.
But her music just, for me, like, I looked up her music, and as I was looking at her discography, I was like, oh, shit, I have, like, half of her songs saved. So she was just one of those people who's just, like, always hopping on features. But Phases is actually really good. It takes you through a loop of kind of just, like, I think, very raw, like, again, more raw, authentic, gritty moments that, like, aren't as proud. You're not as, like... I wouldn't say boastful in the situation. Yeah. You're a little bit more vulnerable, but she finds a way to do it in like a very authentic way. It doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like we need to get into like, should we just hop?
What's the name of this song?
This song is called See Me. I know we had somebody recommend Melly, like in general. They said that Melly made them feel really good.
We asked you guys, like, what is like a song that you listen to when you're like feeling down and like you need to like boost yourself up? Or whatever. It was specifically based off our last episode, which was about being single and like what you listen to.
Yeah.
You, like,
need to feel a few like people were, a few dudes were like Future.
I knew the dudes were going to say Future, but.
Why?
It's fine. I know guys need to feel like a bad bitch too. So I didn't crack no jokes with you. I let you say it.
Is that shit? Okay. Does Future make dudes feel like bad bitches?
I think so.
I'm curious now.
I don't know. I guess we should ask a dude.
I would love. Oh,
look,
just so happens.
Up in the studio.
We have a male in the studio.
What's up, Myron?
Shout out to Myron.
How's it going?
Welcome to the podcast, Myron. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we did not plan this at
Thanks
all.
Thanks for letting us not have you on.
I was only here chatting with April, and somehow I ended up on the podcast.
Sorry about it.
I gotta say, I don't know. If you ask me to name a future song, I can't name a future song.
Okay. Well,
honestly,
good. We have hope for
me
you.
Me either, but like
I know them.
I like a future song. I know
I'm
Mask
sure
Off,
if you
yeah
played it.
I'd be like,
oh, Mask
Off.
Yeah, there you
yeah
go.
Okay, yeah,
okay, I got it.
Okay, all right. So wait, Myron, what's a song? Like, what's a song that you play that makes you feel like a bad bitch? And bad bitch is like gender neutral.
Listen,
so
like an artist. You're putting me on the spot. I can't give you a song on the like.
What about
right
an
now
artist? Like what's someone
right
you know
now, like that's been really making me feel great? Untitled 6, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That's a good answer though.
Kendrick always slaps. Yeah, always.
The whole entire song, the energy he brings, what he says in there just really speaks to
one
me.
One of my favorite things too about Kendrick is his voice. I'm a big vocal. So, yeah. I love, especially when rappers. Yeah. Like when I feel like when rappers start their, I mean, you know, I'm really being a picky bitch in like a world full of very talented people. So like, I mean, I appreciate everybody for their art, but like I find that when I do start to get like, ooh, why do I like them? You know, who is this? Fucking Kendrick, part of the reason why I feel attracted to certain rappers is because their tone, their vocal.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
That's a bit unique.
I think it's how he uses words and what he says. It really speaks to me specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I look for.
You like, put the pussy on a pedestal, put the pussy on a high horse, damn pussy to die for. I'm just kidding. I love Kendrick. Yeah. I like how, I also like a couple of his songs, his whole last album, Butterfly. To Kill a Butterfly, or what was it fucking called?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
To Pimp a Butterfly, yeah. To Kill a Butterfly.
Kill? Don't you dare.
Pimp? Perhaps, maybe. But no, he definitely, that whole album was like one of those ones where I feel like he was just like experimenting hardcore, and it was like different sounds, vocals, feelings, and I was like, this is different, and I fucked with it hardcore.
I mean, I just retweeted something recently. I think he just played a live thing on Jimmy Fallon, and oh my God.
Yeah.
He just.
Oh, I like that tweet.
He kills it, right?
Yes.
The caption was like, oh, it's like really rare for like rappers to sound like exactly like they're like studio versions of
very much so, yeah.
So fucking rare. Usually I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
But I think that's why Kendrick slaps, is because he creatively like chooses to these directions. Like I feel like as an artist, all, especially like personally as an actor, all you have is your choices, right? Like you, that's what makes you different than other people, is the choices you make. And I feel like Kendrick, ooh, he just chooses them so perfectly.
Yeah,
so perfectly.
I think he's very methodical. He knows
yeah
what he's doing.
Yeah. Or like you said, he's methodical about it. I think some people, they enjoy their talent. They enjoy their like geniusness.
I mean, you don't see Kendrick on the tabloids. He's doing what he's doing. He knows his lane and he's there.
I love an artist that can do that. Just like focus on the art and then like dodge everything else. Cause that
we love privacy.
There's been some artists for me where like once they're too much on Instagram and shit, I'm just like, oh,
okay,
hell no, bitch.
But specifically though, Future, like, okay, so why Future? We've just all talked about how we can't name a specific Future song, but we all kind of listen to Future. We've heard his songs.
We know about
him, but we know about his personality.
His life.
So that's definitely like a dude who didn't take the backseat to like the tabloids. He's got what, like 8 baby mamas, 6? How many?
Dude,
how many official
crazy
baby mamas?
I think something like that. But that's crazy,
Myron.
That
how many baby mamas do you have? None? Good man. You see? Wow. Oh my God.
No, but
it's so
that
easy.
Shows like what happens when like your like social, like online personality takes over your music.
Your art.
Like Future. Like, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
If his like song comes on, I'm like, dope. Tight. But mostly I just know about like he's a player. He has all these baby mamas. Like he ain't shit. Like he's toxic fuckboy, like daddy. The leader.
Myron?
I'm sorry. I thought she was just making a
Do you feel you're representing Future right now?
Oh.
So
I'm sorry. I,
So sorry to that man.
Sorry. What if Myron doesn't relate to Future?
No, but okay. So, but that's why I'm so curious. Is like, I think that's so funny. Okay, so like, what do you put on? Like, even if you put on fucking Steve Collins, I don't give a fuck. Like, who the fuck do you put on to make you feel better? Like, what? What is it?
You're sad. A girl just broke your
like,
heart.
Who,
you're
like, is it emo hoe. Music? We like emo music. You're talking to...
Okay, fuck me. When you were... Something sad that okay, I put on when I was sad, I guess I'm Tame Impala.
Tame Impala. Okay. Yes. Impala,
something like that. Something that's going to
eventually.
Get me going. Eventually.
Bitch.
Was literally going to be the
don't
song.
Don't do it to me.
I was like.
My last breakup eventually was the one that I played over.
And over and over?
That shit's sad as
eventually.
Eventually.
Paramore's great.
Oh, I love. I love Paramore. No, I know.
We are big. Like, oh God, gee, she's great.
You want to know what's so funny is I think shout that out. Yeah, shout out to Hayley Williams. I feel like people on this podcast don't realize we always talk about R&B just because that's where our feelings are. That's where a lot of like we grew up with. But me, Ashley, and I actually have like very similar tastes in like music. We're big.
We can fuck with anything.
We're big. Any genre. Yeah.
And so, I guess that's like a question for like the listeners. Like, would you fuck with us doing like a different genre episode, whatever? I guess.
What if we did some emo? What if we did some emo?
Email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com.
Always. We always
definitely.
Do it.
But you know, you got to stay on brand and shit.
No, but we're so curious because like our music tastes like literally, I feel like yours ranges way more than mine does.
But we can like,
but I feel like my shit ranges from like indie to pop to like electro. Like, I feel like you're a little bit more on the techno side, the more like electronic side than I am.
I guess, yeah, maybe that's like something you didn't really dive into.
I wasn't too big. I did have a boyfriend who like was big on a bass nectar and some dubstep. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Damn, he got called out for like preying on young girls too.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
This year, so I know a lot of people were sad, you know, in lockdown. That's like, people were like, he had like a cult like following and like.
That's crazy. So I bought his CD at like a festival.
Oh, like a long time ago. Dope ass music.
Yeah.
But yeah, he let down audio a lot autistic. Of people. And yeah, basically he's trash.
Sure, it was a long time ago. But is what I'm trying to say is if any of our listeners are open to like different types of music, let us know what type of music you're into because more
or, like,
than
what
likely.
You wouldn't want to hear. Like, do you want country? Just kidding.
No,
I
we
would never.
I'm sorry.
Country.
That's the only type we don't fuck with.
No.
I wouldn't be mad at a good like.
Maybe
don't you like your chicken fried. Tim McGraw beer on a Friday night.
If it's old timey country where it taps into actual rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like in the roots of it.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, I fuck with that. Some Johnny Cash.
Some old school country. Yeah.
Let's go. Like,
or even like some like
this new poppy shit. I don't know, man.
Okay, I'm talking 90s, maybe early 2000s.
Okay, all right. Like Dixie Chicks? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, what kind of country are you talking about? Zach Brown, like,
Faith Hill?
Keith Urban? What the fuck?
Like, yeah, let's do it.
Some old school Taylor Swift?
I know there's some other white women out there that
I fuck with some old school. Carrie Underwood is, I'm an American Idol fan. I'll be honest.
Carrie Underwood. What's that? Blake Shelton's ex-wife? She had that fucking song. She was gonna fuck up
Miranda,
your truck.
Miranda
Lambert. Miranda Lambert.
Wasn't
that
Carrie Underwood though?
I thought it was Carrie Underwood.
She had the Louisville slugger.
She does.
Yeah, that's.
But
yeah,
Miranda Lambert has one too.
I'm sure. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, I mean, a white bitch who buys fur. That bitch talking about killing. Okay,
she'll kill you.
I'm saying.
She'll kill you.
Okay.
And those houses are like a mile apart. Nobody will ever hear you screaming.
No one. We should play a version of this R&B song.
So anyway, Melly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Back to the intro.
Intro. Let's intro. The intro though is like mad specific to me because this song, I do want to get into this song. This song is about hitting up somebody when you are intoxicated. I don't know if you drink, if you smoke, if you do drugs, whatever you do, but when you fucked up at the end of the night, there's usually one person who's on your mind and you're probably hitting them up and they probably don't want to hit you up. But let's listen to the song.
You see why I don't give niggas my attention? Why am I even calling this? I ain't gon' think that he got it, cause I'm over here ringing his line. What time is it? Oh, shit. I was like, sleep. 5 in the morning.
I'm trying to hold on, but I can't get a hold of you. What is he waiting for? For me to say.
What are you waiting for, Ashley?
Bitch.
Fucking bitch. Answer my fucking phone calls. Okay, but what is it about, like, First of all, obviously, when you're drunk, I don't know what it is, but it's you just want to smash so bad.
And it's literally because you're going to do all the things that you're like, you're not inhibited now. Like, you know, like when you're sober, like you have your pride, all these things.
There's so much. Yeah.
When you're drunk, like you literally think of doing like the craziest shit. And then you like literally next day you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? I literally almost fucking hit this person up and spilled my guts. Like, dumb bitch. Don't ever do that again.
Question.
It's not just a girl thing.
But wait. Okay. Daddy's going to chime in on this. But first, do you believe in drunk words or sober thoughts?
Ooh, I used to love that when I was in high school.
I used to love that on MySpace too.
Right? Like,
damn, he loves me because drunk words are sober thoughts.
Damn, I mostly yes. There's also like certain times, and I don't know if this is picky and choosy, where it's like, oh, sometimes you say fucked up things you don't mean when you're drunk. It's like, did you? Like, why is the fucked up things don't count? But then like you spilling your feelings,
spilling on yourself,
you know. So I don't know. I think
so. That's what I mean. Myron, what are your thoughts?
How about this? I almost texted somebody recently when I was super drunk.
Damn.
And I'm very happy I didn't.
Right.
I woke up the next morning.
You were like, I didn't do it.
And the message was literally written out. All I needed was to do send.
No.
And I was like,
you saved yourself.
In my sober mindset, I read that. I was like, oh, damn, I'm so happy.
Wait. What did the text say? You don't have to say who it is. What'd the text say?
It just said, yo, I'm driving by. Oh, what are you doing right now?
I'm in your city.
You're drinking and driving? He's swerving, bro.
He was in an Uber.
No, we're going to say he was an Uber. Do not drink and drive. We don't condone that.
No, listen, I was going to say,
I've done stuff I'm not happy about.
Okay,
but,
that's the worst. So you were trying to say I was in your hood.
I was literally... not even joking, driving by this person's hood, if you want to say that.
And not their clit.
And it just hit me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, your hood.
So-and-so lives right here. Let me hit her up.
Oh, so you hit her line.
Wrote it out.
Were you driving real slow?
I was on the freeway, so at least speed limit.
You were like, I'm on the 134. I'm in your hood.
I was on the 134. I was driving by and oh, God. What am I saying?
Don't out yourself.
I could beep that out for you. Just say the word.
What?
I could beep out the city.
Oh. Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
Every time you hear this word and every time I say I'll just you please just put a beep there.
Okay, now she's going to have to go back and bleep out
It's okay. That shit's always funny. No one's going to know anyways, what goddamn city we're talking about. We're talking about
But I'm very happy I didn't write it. How about that?
Okay, so like next day, you're not like, you're okay, not in your feelings. Like, oh, I meant that? Or you're like, my feelings were exaggerated.
If I had sent it and she had said, yeah, like absolutely, I'd have been there. We would have done the thing. But like, I just feel like when I woke up and I didn't send it and I was reading, I was like, God damn, I'm a thirsty ass motherfucker.
Okay,
like,
so then you think
keep
you're
it in your fucking pants,
so
mind.
You
Jesus
think
Christ,
your
dude.
Drunkness would have made you like do a wrong decision then? So
I
when
don't
we
know.
Asked,
I, honestly, it could have been a wrong decision. It could have been the right one.
But like
I,
in terms,
I can't tell.
In terms of sober
his
or
sweet
drunk
face
words
right now.
Are sober thoughts. In terms of drunk
do you
words
think,
are
like,
sober thoughts.
Yeah,
do you
so
think,
either
like,
way,
are
like
sober
oh,
thoughts.
Listen, I'm sober right now, and I would love to still hit up.
You're not fucking sober. You've been drinking truly than White Claws and tequila. The fuck?
Okay, you're right. I'm a little altered. That's why I'm on your podcast. This is what you did to me.
I'm just saying.
You
look,
tricked
okay.
me.
So we
was taking advantage of him.
Whether he wants to or not, drunk words are sober thoughts because we're just getting Myron drunk. I love it. I love it. Okay, okay, but this song, I love how this song opens with like her being on a voicemail or
it
like talking
brings
to herself.
Me back to,
it brings me back to my
Drake.
Life.
Oh. The Drake episode we did.
Oh yes. Marvin's Room. Yeah.
Marvin's Room, of course. Yes.
Yeah, like Are you drunk right now? Like, those are the famous. Yes. So, okay, but I love what she says. She goes, why am I even calling him? Because now he's going to think he got it like that because I'm over here ringing his line. I can't count how many times I, as a female, have, like, not felt like a dude has got it like that. Like, I'm not really attached to him. I'm not emotionally attached to him, but I'm just drunk right now, and I just want attention. I just want, like, love. I just want whatever it is I just want. And so sometimes I feel like that's a legitimate feeling. Like, now he's going to think he got it like that because I'm over here ringing his line. Like, I'm really just drunk and I really just want to fuck. So, like, I know you don't got it like that, but you just got it like that right now.
Yeah. You so like get to thinking about your ego.
Jesus Christ.
Well, okay. But then also it's funny because she's like, wait, what time is it? She's like, it's 5.
Love that. 5 a.m. Like,
so fuck. I think she low-key catches herself. Like, she's like, now he's gonna think he got it like that. What time is it? It's 5? Like, oh,
like,
shit.
I'm not in the right state of mind. Obviously, I fucked up.
Yeah, like, if it's 5 a.m. and I'm calling him, he might got it like that. Fuck. Like, it's like one of those moments where you're like, do he got it like that?
Yeah, like, why do we wake up and, like, be like, damn, like, now he's gonna think that he can get me whenever he wants. Like, he
so
we can.
So in her brain, she's not even doing what
so
she's
is it true then.
So, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, in her brain, female. I feel like females Annie? Are like.
Can we?
Yes. Yes. Usually. Usually. Audience.
Yes.
Usually. Yes. Usually,
if a girl
yes.
is hitting you when she's drunk in the wee hours of the early morning.
That means.
That means you could get it.
Hold on. Now let's say it's wee hours of the early morning. It's like 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's wee hours.
Sleep. I go to bed early.
Yeah.
What if I wake up at 7 and I want it?
Opportunity missed.
It's gone. It's gone.
For, it's for sure gone. But I wouldn't be mad if you like brought me
a
breakfast burrito and like you were like, look.
Wait, hold on. Now we got to bring you a breakfast burrito.
No, how about
you can
this?
Always bring me a breakfast
here's
burrito.
A shortcut.
Is there ever
that.
Wait? Is there ever a wrong time to bring someone
never.
A breakfast burrito?
There's
like,
never
I'm just
a wrong
genuine,
time.
Genuine question.
Never a wrong time.
Never a wrong time to bring.
Would you ever be like, I don't want that?
Somebody ever brought me a breakfast burrito? I'd be like.
Okay, but
this
here's
is
the
so
thing.
Sweet.
God
bless you.
Here's the thing is if that opportunity is gone, what you do is you wait until the next night. If it's a weekend, if that was a Friday,
I love a Friday.
Those Fridays, dog.
It's a Friday.
Then Friday slept.
Okay, so now it's Saturday night. The She's probably drunk Saturdays. Again.
Friday. I think you coined a new word.
Hold on. So you're
dude, dog,
she's
I think that's
a Friday. She must
a Friday.
Definitely. If she fucked up on a Friday night, she fucked up on a Saturday night.
Good to know. So,
you better hit her up Saturday night.
Okay, so that's what I'm, that's that, the, I guess
yeah,
that's my
morning,
question. So
awkward.
That's my question. So
awkward.
Do we just let it sit then and then let it till
the
next
night?
Night?
Yes.
And it's like,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, listen, now I'm a little saucy.
Yes.
No, no, no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no.
Oh,
I'll tell you why right now.
Now that's why we get confused. See what's going on here?
Guess what? We're not a
you
monolith.
You guys fucking
Myron.
Set us up.
We're not a monolith.
We're not all the same.
Okay.
We don't all have the same opinions.
Okay, so I'm just saying, like, if I texted some dude at like 4 o'clock in the morning and he was like asleep, I would laugh if he was like, hey, I'm asleep, but I'm really upset that I was asleep. I would be like, oh shit, okay, fuck. I was fucked up, but you were asleep. I would feel like it broke the ice a little bit if you texted me in the morning. So, like, I'm not saying you have to. Like, I wouldn't expect it, but.
There are different approaches.
Yeah, like, I feel like if you did, you would get a one-up. Hey,
how about this? I'm the type of guy that doesn't play games, so I don't, like, if somebody texts me, I text them right away.
Oh, he mature. Yeah. Oh, he mature, mature. No,
I just don't wait. It's like, if either if I do, if it does take a while, I'm busy, I'm doing something else, but. So it's cool to like wake up and just text her right away.
Totally. I think so.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So because if I got like, let's just say I texted you at like 3 a.m. and I was like, I'm drunk. Where are you? And then I was like, fuck. All right. I was fucked up. But let's just say you texted me at like 8 a.m. and you were like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like I passed out early, but I wish I was up. I would be like, oh, I'd just text you again when I could. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. Good sport. Like I would for sure think good sport.
We know if I texted Ashley, it'd have been like, well, this fucking guy in this.
She would have been like, fucking little bitch.
Listen, I don't even wake up at 8 o'clock. I wake up at 12. I drink coffee at 1 in the afternoon.
Hey, he's not wrong.
Separate conversation. The listeners are now confused, and it's now okay. You let them know I wake up late. Fuck
no,
you.
It's okay.
Ashley cried.
You didn't have to confirm any of that.
Ashley, I know. Ashley cried when someone was like, I'm bringing coffee at 11. She was like, who's up at 11?
I mean, the half of the world, actually.
Byron was like, actually, I'm eating lunch at 11. What's going on?
That's not what happened.
Literally, what's going on?
Not what happened. But anyway, my point was basically, I guess it depends on like what type of relationship was previously there, I guess.
No, but even like,
if it's like a booty call, period.
Fuck it. Even if it's a booty call, if you make the situation better by laughing at it, I am always going to appreciate you because like I know that if I've gotten texts at like 3 o'clock in the morning of dudes and I've texted them the next morning and I've straight up been like, oops, my bad, daddy. I was asleep. He's like, oh, it's okay. I'm like,
oh man, I don't be calling dudes daddy. I can't.
First of all, unless it's my man,
I call him daddy.
Can we distinguish this? She's making it sound like she don't call people daddy because she wouldn't call people daddy. First of all, Ashley would call people daddy if she could.
No,
she don't call people daddy because she fucking wife.
I call my man daddy. I'm saying like when I'm like hooking up with dudes, like if they're calling me at 3 a.m, I'm not going to like, I can't jokingly be like that. I'm too shy. Like if you hit me,
I guess you've never
night,
seen Ashley drunk.
No,
exactly. We're talking about a drunk Ashley.
That's exactly why I'm saying if the opportunity's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Drunk like, Ashley is a complete different person.
180.
Bro.
180.
A complete different person.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. So that drunk is Ashley
out
is
the window.
Like,
it's out the window.
Sober Ashley's like this. Drunk Ashley's like,
no, yeah.
It's literally a different person.
My Virgo sun, Virgo moon is like me normally when I'm sober. Yeah. When I'm drunk, my Aries rising hops the fuck out. Man.
I'm sorry.
Is Myron trying to take a picture of us? Did you post a picture?
No, I just took a picture of us.
Take a better picture.
I just wanted to do it like while you're candid.
Take a better one.
No, it's candid. Just keep going.
Oh, I'm bad at candid.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess for me, the point I guess is like, if a dude is solely hitting me up at 3-4 in the morning, then I know it's a booty call. So I'm like, well, wait till booty call hours to communicate again.
Listen, nothing to ask anybody at 3 in the morning. Unless.
If you're hitting me up just for sex, then you can wait till 3 for sex again.
Oh, no.
Like, I have no
I wake up early.
To talk to you.
I will respond to your booty call text at 6 a.m. and I'll be up at my workout. And I'll be like, oh my God, how cute. You respond to me when you're drunk. How you feeling today? I hope you have a great day.
See,
make sure you drink lots of water. Eat a banana.
Right?
Love you. Bye. Bye, baby. Talk to you later.
Unless you wanted to, then you'll reciprocate immediately.
Yeah, then I'll be like, wait, are you still down for morning?
Wait, wait, you mean right now?
You're down for morning sex?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so let's break these fucking lyrics down. First one.
All right.
I'm trying to hold on, but I can't get a hold of you. She's literally calling this motherfucker. Like, how many times have you been drunk? Like, I'm willing to fuck you right now, and this motherfucker's not answering.
Oh, God.
Really?
Bitch.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Myron. Do you know how many times?
No.
So you know what it's like. You've hit up a girl down as fuck to fuck, and then she just hasn't hit your line. How is that?
Not great.
Exactly. It sucks. It's not fun.
Jack off.
Do you know how hard it is to masturbate as a female? We have to concentrate.
Really? Oh.
We have to focus. Do you know how hard it is to do when you're drunk? You're like,
Oh God, when I'm drunk.
Focus.
I'll just fall asleep.
Focus.
I'll literally fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how I put myself to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it really is.
Literally,
moving.
I try to masturbate. It doesn't happen, and I'm like, let me just go to bed.
Damn.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's horrible. My life is horrible. Thank you, Myron.
I've never had a problem of jacking off. I'm like, I'm tired.
Oh, you've never had that. This is how I know women and men have different lives.
You know what's so weird though? Honestly,
do you know how many times women stop masturbating because they're tired? All the time.
Honestly,
horrible.
If I find the right, and I'm gonna say it's a lazy way because using your imagination is like the powerful way.
Yeah, that's how you dream and come.
Yeah,
that's like, how you be dreaming. You be like, I just had the best dream.
No. Like if I like find the right video, if I find the right video, I'll come in
2 seconds. What?
2 seconds.
Porn or imagination?
Porn.
That does it.
Porn. Porn. Porn.
I mean, I could do it off imagination if I practice.
It just takes longer.
When's the last time you've done it with imagination?
Never.
Yeah, been a minute.
Listen.
Have you been trying to meditate?
I've been challenging myself. No. I've been challenging.
Yes.
I've challenged. Porn is not a fucking great thing for all of us.
No.
It's lazy.
Yes.
It literally desensitizes us to actual fucking connection and when it comes to porn.
I agree.
Like it makes it harder for like a real life sex experience.
Agree.
I'm fucking speaking as a man here. It's hard. Dude, guys watch so much porn. We all watch porn.
We do too.
We
do too.
I know you guys do.
Yes, we do.
I love
watching a bitch eat another fucking pussy.
I can't argue that.
Don't you love it?
I can't argue there.
Don't you love it? Awesome.
But I gotta say, listen, if a guy ever tells you that he doesn't watch fucking porn,
he's lying.
Watches so much.
If a girl ever tells you she's not watching porn, he's ashamed of how much fucking porn he watches.
Even the Mormons in Utah watch porn.
Listen.
Guaranteed.
So much porn.
I'm letting you know right now. If I want to, okay, that was wrong. I'm gonna take that thought. And I'm gonna hide it and I'm gonna bury it. But I want people to say if I want to come really hard, I just watch porn.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm asking. When's the last time you've actually like?
I did it.
With imagination.
I have tried.
It's called every time I have sex, Myron. Okay.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, every time I have sex, I have to go focus.
On
my fucking clitoris. I'm not focusing on anyone
but manifesting
me.
Manifesting an orgasm.
Literally.
That just sounds like you're like not having the right sex then.
No,
thank you.
You have to focus on sex.
What do you mean?
Sometimes.
Like,
but
don't you get lost in the moment?
Look,
and everything
I've been single for two years, Myron.
I've been single for 2 years too.
Okay, well, I'm so glad that it's so easy for men to not focus.
You're right.
Because men have to focus to not come. Yeah. I have to focus to come.
Exactly. I have to not focus to not come.
That's
it's
what I mean.
Hard.
Like, you literally have to be like, my mom, that's Liberty, like, oh my God, don't do it. Don't do it. It doesn't feel good. Oh my God, it feels good. It feels good. Yeah. I'm over here like, it feels good. It feels good. Like, we're the opposite.
It gets easier with age.
it gets harder.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying in the guy way.
Yeah.
To not come.
It's just like, you just start thinking about life.
No,
and you're
here,
just like, fuck,
thing,
this
though.
Is so
here's
difficult.
Thing, I just believe that you guys aren't getting enough fucking pre-game or just
pre-game.
Just the before.
I'm a big believer.
Here's the thing. I believe that women are very, like, you guys absolutely are very, like, it's a lot harder for you guys to achieve.
We have to focus.
What we achieve very easily. We've been practicing in a very young age. Guys have been.
Wait, Myron, listen. Can I ask you? I want to ask you.
At this point, you can ask me anything.
I want to ask you.
I honestly feel like we got him loose.
You've
already tricked me into this, and I'm in, and I've said things already that I regret.
And you're doing great.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
And nobody cares.
He's stacking Trulies.
Myron, I'm not sure
in the corner.
We're being honest, and people love honest because this is the shit everybody's thinking but just doesn't say out loud. Nobody's gonna judge you.
Can I be honest? Can I be so honest right now?
I mean, please.
I forgot what the fuck I was gonna ask you. I don't
know.
Okay. It went out the window.
About sex and coming and girls having a harder time and guys achieving it very naturally. Listen, you guys can't blame us though.
No.
You guys have to understand to us, you're all very attractive.
Thank you.
We love you very much. And hey, how about this? Some guys just don't know how to fucking control that and understand how to use that properly.
Can
I
say this?
Excuse them. They do some outrageous shit that I'm like, you guys are just idiots. And you make us all look bad.
No.
But it's not all of us.
I have said this before and I've said this. I personally like just being a single woman. I don't know if I'm like fucking I'm probably more attracted to women than what I think, but like
women are not attracted to women.
So like to me, I've had the thought of like, damn, this woman is beautiful. This woman is beautiful. And I've been like, it has to be hard, like as a dude, to see all these women and then like to be.
Thank you. Yes,
like
it is.
I've legitimately thought that. Like I've had that thought.
Women to us are
beautiful. Yeah. Like we're fucking all beautiful.
I'm gonna try to put it in perspective to you, and maybe this isn't every fucking guy, and I'm sorry if I'm trying to speak for every guy here.
No, it's okay.
If you're listening to this as a guy, and this isn't you, great, good for you. But how about this? To me, at least, I think a man's biggest objective in life is to work hard to make money to get his ideal partner. It's been his
that's
fucking,
big dick energy right
it's,
there.
It's his ideal partner, and it's a, like, listen, I'm not gonna fuck. Everything a man strives for is for that ideal woman. It's for that fucking girl that's going to sit there at the end of the day and throw that fucking tequila cup right there.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
No,
pose it's, ready.
It's what we do. I don't know if it's every guy. At least for me.
Well, that's kind of
my whole
just
life and my
like,
basis of everything is to create the family. And
it's evolutionary.
And to create the family around this woman and this person that we get so fucking along together that's it. But so I think that's why every guy is very thirsty because we're looking for that. We're searching for that.
It's evolutionary, wanting to procreate and provide
but I don't think it's one way. I know that it's a different way. I know that women are looking for a certain thing in men too.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
yeah.
But I'm also wanting to be taken care of.
That's why it's complicated. Yeah. That's why things get lost in translation.
Absolutely.
That's why if we're not fucking up front with each other, things just
get confused.
Confused.
Yeah, yeah. Because especially if you're like, oh my God, I'm looking for somebody who's like the ultimate partner, the ultimate, right? Like I feel like certain people are always like, I want the ultimate reciprocation back, right?
Yeah.
But maybe they're not honest about one, what they have to reciprocate, or two, what it takes to, I want to say like take care of something that reciprocates right. So much. Like
It's take like care and hold believe in that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, why should I buy, like you when your parents are like, why should I buy you something nice if you're just going to throw shit all over the ground in your room? Like,
why should I reciprocate this love if you're just going
to totally,
step on it?
Exactly, yeah, 100%. So it's like, to me, as a female, I'm the type of person who's like, look, I'm here. I'm looking for the same thing. I'm looking for somebody.
But guess what? We're all going to play games with each other until we're just fucking up front. And that's the
problem. That's what it is. That's the
issue.
We're
all getting older and we all understand that once we get older, it's like, okay, I'm fucking sick of this fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you
do? I'm going to fucking text this person. Not to. I'm going to wait 30, 40 minutes and then I'm going to text them back later or whatever.
Playing the game, right?
I'm just done with that. I was like, let's fucking get to it. I'm like,
thank you.
Yeah,
okay, so there are men out there.
That is more attractive.
But listen, I say that. But every time I text a girl, I'm like, shit, wait. hold on. Do I text now or do I?
So you're thinking, okay, so your main thing is that, like, if you're dealing with women, dealing with other women, you don't know how to, like, genuinely express your interest without being overbearing or without wanting what they want.
I'm just very honest from the get-go. I've always been very honest from what I want, and I think that I'm just missing the reciprocation.
So let me ask you this. So homegirl, and I'm low-key calling you out right now. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Just keep it details out.
Okay, so let's just say homegirl. Myron, Ashley. Myron asked some
Beep
girl.
It.
Some girl actually asked Myron, and she was like, "Hey, so like I heard you're going you're let's take
Sounds like very specific.
Let's go.
So specific. I'm like,
is this good?
No, this is very specific because no
nobody
girl,
knows this. Nobody knows you. Right, nobody no fucking cares.
Myron just goes and gets every weekend. Who every knows weekend what bitch it is?
They're all hitting me up.
I promise you, this bitch ain't fucking listening to this fucking podcast. I promise you. But it's what I'm saying is like, okay, so like, I feel like you maybe felt like you put yourself out. Like this girl like was like, let me no, you know, press you. She pressed you about this
she
shit.
Invited
and then
herself
and then she
along,
ghosted you.
Made it like a point to bring herself into your plan.
And then ghosted you.
Correct. Like on a set date. Like this.
So let me ask you.
Can we call it a set date? See,
no, not at all. It was like a plan, right?
It was something that was brought up.
Yeah, it was like a thought.
So that's why.
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
It was like a
which is committed thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if some random person is like, "Let's go," you're like,
okay,
should
so
we?
You fucking want me.
Yeah,
then.
Like,
so you love me.
So what were your intentions when she said, let's go, what were Myron's intentions on this trip?
If we had a lie detector here, how about this? If
he brought the lie detector.
I know, I was like, no one asked.
When she texted me, I just want to be honest here, and I'm just, when she texted me, this is my immediate reaction. I'm going to get some. I was like.
So your intentions were to fuck.
I was like. Absolutely.
It's not wrong. That's okay. So did you say that?
It's not a problem.
So wait, were you upfront? Because you said, I'm so upfront. We need to be upfront with our feelings. So did you say, oh, awesome. I can't wait to we're going to smash. It's going to be awesome fucking You know what? I'm going to bring us a fucking picnic. We're going to make this shit romantic.
Was that the only intention? Like nothing past that?
No, listen, I was open for anything. I was open.
See, that's where the shit gets fucked up is because you say, oh, my intentions were this. But you had open intentions. So your intentions were not.
How about this?
I'm going to go on this romantic date with this girl and we're going to learn about each other and awesome. Your only fucking intention was to smash.
Intention is a really important thing and it's powerful.
Okay, then how about this? Can I retract statements or is that?
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Simon After Dark, baby. Then. We bleep everything out.
No, you can literally play it as it is and if people decide to listen.
No, you could change your mind. That ain't no problem.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know a thing. Everybody can.
She hits me up and I have to put a little context now that we're talking
we need
about it. Okay, so we've been talking for a bit.
Okay.
So it wasn't just like this was a random thing. So
no.
From the beginning, it wasn't that my intention was to fucking smash. My intention was for some romance.
You liked her.
And it didn't mean for it to be like, we're going to fucking fuck.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like, dude, I want to
We can romantically fuck.
If she wants to literally stay up all fucking
like
night and talk and literally tell me about her whole story, I'm here to listen.
I love that.
I want to hear everything.
So you were just about her.
I was
just like whatever.
Because
that's
like,
what that means, right?
Was,
like if you want to smash,
just,
I'm down. If you want to talk, I'm down to talk.
I was just fucking down.
Yeah.
And she invited me and then next thing you know, it was just nothing. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Right. So that's like, okay. And that's fucking disappointing. When your intentions are like you're down for whatever. Clearly, obviously you're down to just talk.
Absolutely.
You're down to smash. You're down to see where it goes.
But
you're down
me
to like
a lot, though.
Yeah. So and then
I've said that before on this podcast.
Taught me to not expect anything from anybody.
No expectations.
I mean, that's good to know. It's kind of jaded too, but it's good.
A little jaded.
It's good.
It's 100%.
I feel that.
No.
Not a little jaded.
You're 100% right. It's only coming from a jaded spot. And it's coming from experience from like literally giving all your expectations to a certain thing and putting all your eggs in one basket. And then to understand like, hey, if you're expecting something back, you're going to get disappointed. But if you expect nothing, and if you
can't
understand
nothing from
this
no
person is a single individual, a human being that has her plans and different stuff in life, and expect nothing from her, then I'm never going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
All I'm going to get is it's going to be easy. Then I'm going to have a relationship with somebody that's actually genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah.
It's a genuine relationship. Genuine. That, like,
so I'm you had, so you, gen, so you had certain hopes, but you really had no expectations.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then that's why I got disappointed. That's Aww. Why I got hurt. So I was just like, listen, I'm 27 now. I just turned 27 in May. And
we're all 21, first of all. I'm so sorry to break it to you.
Okay.
Anyways. Once we turn 21, we don't turn 21 until we turn 40. I'm so sorry. It just is what it is. We're 21.
I age like fine wine. The more I, the older
yes.
I get, the better.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, what do you mean say for me? Don't ex-name me out.
No, literally the
She's
last.
She's like, same for me. Bye, Vic.
No, literally the last episode, I was like, bitch, I'm going to be so fine when I'm 35 and I'm going to keep getting finer. Like, listen,
yes. I, no, I agree. I agree. I agree.
I'm so happy with the person I'm becoming.
I'm not.
Starting to understand who I am. And I'm, dude,
our queen.
Listen, I think
April, our queen.
I was telling April this before. Yes. I am happy with the man I'm becoming.
Good,
I'm
good.
Good for you,
like.
Man.
And I think that's important. Now let's bring it back to this hitting people up in the middle of the fucking night. Let's bring it back to the fucking podcast.
Back to Melly. Yes.
So it's.
So are you hitting, is that immature to hit someone up in the middle of the night?
I think it shows immaturity. Look, okay. I don't think these people wrote these songs when they're 35. These are all people that are singing songs when they're 19 and doing these things. They
okay, so let's get to this verse.
I don't know this song, so absolutely play it. Yes. I would love to listen.
So she says,
I actually love that look, Myron. I love that. I love that perspective. I really do.
Yeah, so she said, baby girl can't get like me. Put the pussy in his face, dripping on the white tee. See, I see past IG and then post on my feed. And you know I can read between the lines and know that you'll be back with time.
So she's basically saying.
She's talking about that, like, post. Like,
she knows your life.
Hurt, period.
Like, yeah. Like, she knows whether or not she knows your social media life.
Your
she knows your personal
on the gram,
life. Yeah, yeah.
But really, she knows you fucking miss her. She knows you're fucking sad. You can post all these pics online and stories, like, out here partying. Mm. But she knows you're sad. People see through that.
So I want to ask you, have you ever like dealt with a dude who has been, I don't know, social media famous or in any perspective type of like, I see past what you're trying to put out?
No, not social media famous, but I do have something where like I was talking to this dude where like it was cut off or whatever, but he was still posting things online where it was very obvious that he was posting it
about
for
you.
Me.
Yeah.
For me. Where like nobody else would know but me. Where it was
like, secret shit.
Where he like knows that I love this movie and he's like wearing a shirt about that movie and he bought me a shirt about that movie.
Yeah.
And then he just puts a caption about like, oh, I'm just like this person from this movie. And it's like, whoa, man, come on, man.
So come you on, knew. Man. So you knew. So there have been moments.
It's seriously obvious.
I feel like I dated a dude who was in the music industry. And so he like very much so lived a life where he was like, I hang out with this person and this person. And I was like, oh, you don't. And then like after I was like, you don't. You don't hang out with them. You drive them around. So
you
there's like a difference. Yeah.
For them.
So there's a difference. And so like on IG, there was just like this level of like, I do this, I do that. And you see it and then you're not mad at it because like, I get it. You have a job to live. Like you have a life to live. You have expectations or like you have a certain level of like whatever it is that you have to keep up. And I'm not mad at that. Like I'm not mad, but I know that like if you're on IG and you're posting like you're here. It really means that you're just here and here and like, you ain't doing shit. So it's like, yeah, I've definitely, yeah. I've dead. When she said this shit, she was like, I see past IG. I was like, I see past IG.
Like somebody like, trying to be something on IG or like whatever. And you're like, I actually know the real you. Yeah. So I know that's not you. And
exactly.
I think everyone can relate to that.
And I feel like we all have somebody who like, I think everybody has somebody who has like someone who kind of they know exaggerates on social media and you're just kind of like, bruh.
And in a way everybody does just in the way that it's like we all only post the highlights of our life.
Yeah.
On
no,
there.
Like, I'm not mad. Like you don't have to put your shit on fucking
but
social
some people
media,
overdo
but like,
it. Definitely.
Some people really like they just post shit where like they're like, I'm here. I'm at this fucking hotel or I'm at this place. And you're like, no, you're not. You never go there. Or if you do, like you only go there because you pay to go there.
Like
and
I
you're
know
acting
this
like,
guy that goes to like events like for movies and shit, and yeah. he'll take pictures with all the fucking actors. We're like,
and then he's like, shit. I know them, and you're like,
I'm here with my friends. Yeah. I'm like, that's not your fucking friend.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you saw them on the fucking red
okay.
carpet.
So question, Myron. So you know, you hear this shit.
I didn't hear it. I went to the bathroom.
Okay, first of all, they don't know that. You're so bad at like
about
revealing this shit.
On social
so
media.
So she says,
like,
she says,
like, you're all good.
All day.
Yeah. Okay.
I
so,
post bad stuff.
So you know, you're in the industry. You know all about like marketing online. You know all about like I think hyping yourself up online. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's like a job.
Yeah,
I think,
this?
Especially if you're in the industry, you know.
This industry, you don't have a portfolio anymore. You have your Instagram.
Okay, right. have there been any flings at where maybe they have an Instagram and you're like, baby, I know you don't like that. Why are you laughing?
it's more like reverse to me.
Oh, it's you?
Well, how about this? I think
are you fronting?
Oh no! I think I misunderstood the question. okay, then yes, it was the other.
Okay, so her lyrics are "I see past IG and them posts on my feed, and you know I read between the lines." So her thing is kind of saying like,
"So just okay, okay."
She's
okay,
just
okay,
saying
okay,
like,
okay,
"Look,
okay,
you post on IG, and I know you ain't shit. What the fuck?" You say you're at the studio and you're at the studio with all these people, but I already know you just be sitting in the motherfucking corner not recording shit.
Oh, no, that's not me. I'm literally at the studio every day.
I know. So my question to you is, like, do you ever meet girls or perhaps
like
other
that?
People? Like, because you're
oh
in the industry.
God, every fucking day.
Yeah, it's, like you're in it.
I had to talk to my roommates. I won't specify names, but we talk about this a lot. And I literally said recently, I was like, okay, I have to stop talking about other people and their IGs and stuff like that because I can't bring this sort of energy anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know these people.
In real life. And they're
like,
not like that.
No.
Mm.
But then again, it comes to the thing I said before, you know, like no one's.
It comes with the job. Yeah. Like,
why,
I
why
get
why
it. Comes with the job.
I do understand. I do follow some people that will post like, oh, I've been going through really hard times recently and this is me like going through. Nobody wants to fucking see that. I was like, listen, I know it's a dick thing to say, but
no, it's not.
Nobody wants to fucking see that.
No one cares.
No one gives a fucking shit about you being depressed or you going through
There's
a hard
Twitter
time.
For that.
There's Reddit for that. Go to fucking Reddit, you dipshit.
Twitter, baby.
So IG
still?
Is straight for like you everybody stunts on IG, right? Like
yeah,
everybody knows that.
It's like
IG
stunt. It's like everybody wants to see the nice parts of your life. La la la. Twitter, that's where you can go be depressed out loud.
Okay,
baby, say that shit.
So let me ask you, Myron, has any girl like have you ever pissed a girl off so bad where she's like, you don't fucking know me. You don't know the bitches I hang out with. You don't know who I am. You're missing out on this shit. I'm so fucking good.
To have any girl talk to me like
Myron's not talking to no bitches like that. Myron's not talking to no top notch bitches. Myron's like, ma'am,
yes.
I swear to God, I'll eat your fucking pussy. And you just sit
on
my face.
It's not that far. It's not,
and she's like, will you?
I think I'm more picky of who I talk to and how I talk to them and where it goes.
He doesn't talk to ratchets. Okay. So
I don't think that makes you fucking ratchet. I don't think that makes you fucking ratchet. Like, let's just say you date a girl who's a model on IG. Right. And she's like, and you tell her, like, and you say, like, I see past your posts. Like, you post shit, you post all this shit, like, oh my God, follow this brand, do this brand. But, like, I know you're just chilling at home, bitch. You, like, you a real bitch. Like, you're cool as fuck.
This?
Like, do you ever know girls like that?
I know a bunch of them. I know a lot of girls that will take pictures months and months and months ahead and then post it later. And it's like, girl, you took that way before. This isn't even from now.
So you know that shit.
But it's just... At the end of the day, it's just publicity.
It's a part of the game.
But I'm thinking more of like when I'm saying ratchets based on like what you were saying about girls being like, oh baby, like you know you missed this or like shit like that. Like
yeah,
right,
like
right.
bitches
I guess
who are
right.
like.
I get it.
So yeah, is yeah. what yeah is
I'm
what
I'm more any girl period that's just like posting something like
maybe like a ratchet
like,
shit.
Like not even the the caption.
No,
just like trying really
thirsting.
Hard to be like. I'm out partying, posting all these bikini pictures.
Okay, now,
we're trying really hard to like obviously
let me see
make
if I
you
understand.
Miss
are
them.
Are you guys asking if like girls that are thirst trapping?
Not even thirst trapping, because it could be just like a selfie.
Do
like,
you fall for them?
whatever.
All the time.
I love a good thirst trap.
Fucking yeah. A booty pic. I'm like, girl, what's up?
I think you've liked a couple of my booty pics. I think I've thrown a couple of thirst trap out there. Myron's like, Victoria. I'm like, what?
I was like, listen, girl, that was just cheek stones.
Wait.
They don't lie.
Wait.
Oh
my God.
I was like,
I'll take attention from anyone. Wait.
God.
I'm just kidding.
I, like I said,
I heard
very
it here,
honest.
Ladies
listen,
and gentlemen.
There's a booty pic up there. I'm on it.
I'm just saying.
No, so I'm talking
so all
about
men
like,
are the same.
So I'm talking about like if you had like
okay,
any exes,
men.
Like where you see them
a good
post
booty
shit.
Pic?
Of course. No.
If you threw your ass on a granite counter, bitch,
you.
I'm telling you right now, I would
thank
double
you.
Tap
I'm
that
Brazilian.
Shit.
You gotta understand what a booty does to a
give
Brazilian.
Give it to me.
Man.
But I'm talking
booties
about have you had
us.
Any ex or girl you hook up with where
girl,
like
you
they're
know
posting
my exes.
Shit online. I'm not even talking about exes. I'm talking about like hookups or like something.
First
where
of all,
like
fuck
shit,
you, Myron.
Something where like shit falls
she
out.
She listens to this goddamn podcast.
Something where like shit falls out or whatever. And, like, is it obvious when girls are trying really hard
yeah,
to
is
be
it
like,
obvious?
Oh, like,
oh, 100%,
I glowed
but
up.
It's the same way that you guys understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
wait.
Myron, when I broke up with my man of 5 years, was it noticeable that I was trying to stun on the ground?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I didn't really know you when you were hooking up with your man of
oh, my God,
years.
Great. Beautiful.
So I wasn't aware that it was anything different. I just assumed you were who you were.
Wow, I'm so good at faking it, guys. Shit. Wow. Oh, God. I can't believe I just fool people in my circle. Anyway, so if
you
we
were as confident as you are.
Wow, that's what I love to hear. If you hit the chorus of this song, if we go into the chorus song, she says, "Let me tell you about the baddest bitches that I know." Okay, so this hold on, this is actually why I want to talk about this whole thing. I want to know why. Why is it that when we talk to our exes, when we talk to motherfuckers we don't know, when we talk to drunk people, whatever, why is it that we're like, you are gonna lose this shit? You are going to lose the best thing that's ever happened to you. You are going to lose the baddest bitch that you know. I don't cry over hoes. We get the dough. Like, we're counting paper, and we watch it overflow.
It's because you're hurt and you still care.
So you think that the only reason you talk shit is because you still care?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You agree?
100%.
I'm a big shit.
Ape, I know you're in the back. You agree? You're agreeing with this shit?
What you
honestly?
Say? What's your opinion?
I'm a big shit talker.
Like you think
so?
You could do it
yeah.
just to be petty without any motive of caring?
Yes.
So you think that
I'm
you're
a petty guy.
You're not talking shit unless you care.
I literally do certain stuff to talk shit on people just because I want a reaction out of them because I'm petty.
That's Myron.
Yes.
That's some Gemini shit.
But
very Gemini.
Fucking Gemini. He's like, I want to poke
a Gemini,
and prod.
Accept it.
I'm so interested. I don't know. Do I think I could genuinely talk shit without like having feelings? I think I can genuinely be like, I know my worth. And like, if somebody missed out on this shit, then like, it is what it is.
But I think you have to care for that. Cause I think like,
if I agree.
You genuinely,
to prove.
If you are like over it, then you're going to be
you don't
over,
care.
Cause it takes energy to try to prove
I agree.
How much like your worth is, you know?
Totally.
Cause you can know what your worth is. And like be over it yeah. and like let it be. But to like sit there and try to like, it's kind of beggy.
Totally.
And like I've done it. We've all done it. Like post shit to make it seem like,
oh we're hitting this shit.
Out. Like your new bitch is ugly. Like look at me. I'm fucking hot. Like,
but that's only because you care.
And I am hot and your new bitch is ugly. But it's because I care.
And I think that's true. I 100% think that's true. I think that you genuinely
well,
like love yours.
This?
Okay.
If you're incredibly happy with your life. Do you ever find a reason to talk about anyone else?
No.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like you only do things like that out of hurt.
That's it.
Yep.
That's crazy. I'm upset because that just means I'm fucking bitter.
No, but here's the thing, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's therapeutic, honestly, sometimes. It makes you feel good about yourself. And honestly, people, as much as it comes from a bitter place or whatever, it still will get under some people's skin because some people will be in a whole ass new relationship still seeing that picture like, damn, what did I let go? Some people do that. Some people are genuinely over it and you look stupid
to
them.
Yeah.
But you have to understand whatever you're going through, it's going to go by. You're good enough. You're
yes.
beautiful.
Yes.
You're great.
Yes.
And you're sufficient. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking daddy. Yeah. Fucking
thank
big dick energy, Myron.
Yes. outro little message.
We love to see a man who knows. He's like, look, whether you got pussy, whether you got butthole to offer, penis to offer, whatever you have to offer, you are fucking worthy. And you have someone who is gonna fucking simulate whatever object you have to offer. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Is getting it in.
It is. And then like, right? Even like, being, yes,
it is.
I don't think that was my message.
That was Byron's message.
No, the message is like whatever he said. But yeah, okay. So like sometimes you're going to look stupid trying really hard to like act like you're happy and sexy. Sometimes people are going to fall for it and be like, what did I let go?
Yes.
At the end of the day, whatever makes you feel good, I'm sorry if you look stupid. If they fall for it, good for you. Yeah. I don't know.
All I'm saying is that you better follow us on Instagram at Simpin' After Dark and on Twitter. And you better follow our Spotify playlist at Simpin' After Dark.
And follow me at Ash_Friday_ on Instagram.
If you want to follow me, you can find me at Victoria D. Wells. If for whatever reason you connected so deeply with Myron that you're just like, who is this man? I need to know more about him. How can we follow you, Myron?
Follow.
That's no, fine. How can we follow you? What's your Insta?
Myron Hurst. If you feel so inclined.
Myron Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, Myron Hurst.
And
wonderful.
He's single,
and
lady.
He's single, baby.
You can
and
see look, he has a kind
he got
heart.
That big dick energy. So shit. This is what we want. Thank you for always supporting us. Make sure you stay tuned because we're definitely going to have some exclusive drops coming with some merch. We got some lighters coming your way. We got some pins coming your way.
Some fun episodes coming your way.
We
some
might.
Shit. We got a full episode about polyamory. We got a special guest that is in the community, deep in the know, all about that shit.
We'll
hit us with questions if you want us to ask her. So. And an astrology episode. So hit us with questions for anything you want to hear in the future.
Yeah, and also I just want to give a huge shout out to the Wild 7 Studios because they're always supporting us. They're always hosting us. They are always the most badass production company, production team, movie making team, voiceover team, literally any team you fucking need. It's just literally amazing. It's so crazy. I can't wait for Debbie and the Devil. Make sure you check them out. Make sure you stop by wild7studios.com so that you learn more about what they got going on. And make sure you follow us and you stay tuned.
Shout out
always
April,
fun.
The producer, for sitting in.
Hey, shout out to Myron. Hey. Thanks for stopping by, Myron.
Even though you might regret this in the morning once the buzz wears off.
I never regret anything.
Hey.
Okay, good.
Till next time, baby.
Bye.